Another development that's been kind of interesting, being part of the NSABP, you've seen that evolve, which is looking at the Oncotype DX assay. Can you summarize what your take is from those data and how it enters into your clinical decision making?
I think it's very exciting data, and I think certainly this sort of technology, whether it's this particular company or other companies that are out there, I think that it's going to be part of how we treat breast cancer patients in the future, because there is the potential of so much information that we can get from a core biopsy on these patients, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if 10 years from now, we do a core biopsy on our patients as they present with their breast cancer. We get a multitude of information from them as far as, number one, likelihood of having lymph node involvement or systemic disease. So that may eliminate the need for doing sentinel node biopsies or node dissections or even systemic workups in these patients. It will also give us information regarding what chemotherapies are appropriate in our patients. We then will be able to give them neoadjuvant chemotherapy, shrink these tumors down, maybe not doing anything on these patients as far as a procedure in the breast if we can make the cancer go away completely with neoadjuvant. I think it's going to be a completely different world 10 years from now than it is right now. And I think very little of it, in all honesty, is going to be surgical.
Have you actually utilized the Oncotype DX assay in your practice?
We've used it for some patients. There certainly are limitations as far as all the patients that where it applies and if it's helpful, but we have used it in some patients, and it has helped our medical oncologists make decisions about chemotherapy for those patients.